Good day. This is the Farm Market News afternoon show, broadcast number 416 for Wednesday, June 1st. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $48 per ton stronger on Wednesday, with the July contract up $6 at $517 a ton. The market was supported by gains in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and soy oil. Strength in the soy market pulled canola up on Wednesday as the market gained with the expectation for increased demand from South America. Brazil and Argentina have seen crop loss due to unfavorable weather. Gains in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil also added to canola's advances. Strength in Chicago Board of Trade soy markets has been somewhat unexpected, especially following United States Department of Agriculture data, which showed soybean seeding ahead of last year's pace. Canola supplies are expected to be tight going forward, which further supported prices. But Malaysian palm oil closed lower overnight, which limited gains on Wednesday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were up 3 to 21 cents, with the July contract up 21 at $11. Prices gained with losses in the U.S. dollar, which makes the country's commodities more appealing to international buyers. The expectation for increased demand from Argentina and Brazil added to the advances. Those countries are usually net exporters but have had poor crops this year. Fund activity was another supportive feature on Wednesday. However, seeding progress reported by the USDA limited gains. Soybean planting is 73% finished, which is better than the five-year average of 66%. The eastern Corn Belt has caught up on seeding, the USDA said, while the southern plains have fallen behind. But that region's extended forecast is expected to support seeding progress. Corn was up 6 to 9 cents, with the July contract at $4.14 per bushel. Argentina's harvest has been steadily delayed, which is supportive. Traders also expect increased demand for U.S. corn as Brazil has experienced crop loss and dryness has impacted crops during the pollination period. However, the corn market is expected to be overbought, which limited gains. Wheat was up 7 to 9 cents, with the Chicago July contract up 9 at $4.74. The market was supported by investors short covering amid a number of bearish factors. Despite stronger export sales last week, wheat is expected to fall short of USDA projections for the year, which limited gains. Favorable weather for winter wheat harvest and spring wheat development further capped advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 1st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.